The Dark Wives by Anne Cleves. Read by Janine Burkett. This book is dedicated to teens everywhere, and especially to the dark wives, uppity young women with minds of their own, struggling to find a place in a difficult world. Author's note. The idea for this book was triggered by an investigative piece about private children's homes on BBC Radio 4's File on 4. But the novel is entirely fictitious, and none of the institutions or characters are based on reality. Chapter 1.
It's November today. I hate November. 2 years ago, in November, my dad ran off. A year ago, Mam stopped eating and started slipping away. She got the sack from the travel agency in town, and I caught her talking to the TV when it wasn't even switched on. She had the idea that it was talking back. There was just her and me, and I felt I was drowning. I'm only 14, so what could I do to help? I tried to tell Miss at school. I'd always thought she was okay. But in the end, she was only interested that I wasn't wearing the uniform socks and that I hadn't got my homework in on time. When I told her about Mam, she frowned and said I was making excuses. I needed to stick to the rules, whatever was happening at home. If I had real problems, I should talk to pupil welfare. But pupil welfare is run by Mrs. Saltburn, and she hates me, because she takes RE, and I told her that I couldn't believe in a God that allows war and famine. And anyway, what about the climate emergency?
Salvation is an academy with a Christian ethos, Chloe. That was made clear before your parents chose it as your place of education.
I wanted to tell her that I was getting into Wicca, which made far more sense to me. But then I'd have been in detention for the rest of the week. Also, that my parents put Salvation at the top of the list because the only other school in the catchment is Burke's Comp, and a Year 9 kid got stabbed there, and the GCSE results are shite. But then she would have said I was being cheeky, and that would have got me detention too. Now, it's November again. Mam's back in hospital, and I'm having to live here. Rosebank home for the teenage kids nobody wants. I don't blame Mam. She's ill. And Dad's not even in the country. Apparently he's in Dubai, making a fortune selling fancy apartments to rich people. He's not answering my calls or texts, and I'm not even sure I've got the right number for him. Maybe he has a new woman in his life, a new family. Maybe he doesn't need me anymore. So, I have tried talking to Miss and to Dad, and I'm not going to bother with Nana and Grandpa. They've always hated Mam and taken Dad's side. And when I talk, they don't seem to hear. Nana's like Miss, only bothered about what I'm wearing and what I look like. But nobody listens. That's not fair. Josh listens. But he's only agency staff, and he's not here all the time. He listens when I tell him about the pervy guy waiting in his car outside the home. Though, maybe I was wrong about that. And that Brad Russell is like some sort of gangster in a crap movie, wearing that stupid parka, even indoors, and dealing crack. And that I'm scared because there's no lock on my door. I'm not sure if Josh passes on the information, though, or if anyone listens to him. Josh